ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Yumi Steins. I'm an author of books, including the Welcome to Sex series, and I have a few podcasts, including one here at the ABC called Ladies, We Need to Talk. And here's what I know. Something I wish I knew earlier is you don't have to get your sleep all at once. So you know how you sort of know that sleep is one of the pillars of good health and, you know, mental health and all kinds of cell regeneration, all that stuff. Sleep is good. If you need, say, 8 hours or 10 hours, you don't actually have to get them in one big slab of time. So I'm a really busy person and I have small children. Sometimes I have to get up at 4:40 a.m. in order to do exercise, which is a huge chunk of my sleep that I miss, but I make up for it by having a fat nap outside of school in my car while I'm waiting for school pickup. So, you know, so long as all the sleep adds up to the amount that you need, you are going to get through life okay. A mistake I learned a lot from was I drank too much for too long. That's a terrible mistake. When you drink too much, like I used to do, you say awful things. Crazy stuff comes out of your mouth. You destroy relationships, and sometimes you wake up next to some dirty person that you do not want anything to do with. And sometimes you kind of start with that mistake and you bed it in, and that mistake becomes your whole lifestyle for years and years. So I learned from that, and what I learned was I must not drink. And actually, life is really fantastic without alcohol in it. The best advice I ever received, look, it's quite niche, but I never forgot it. It was from a childhood expert. They were a qualified psychologist with decades of experience. And basically what they said applies to everybody. But let's start with kids. When kids are upset, like they've hurt themselves or somebody's excluded them, they're being bullied, they don't want you to fix their problems. They don't want you to stand up and punch the bully. They don't want you to offer solutions or spring into action. What they want first and foremost is for you to acknowledge their feelings. They want you to see what's happened to them, to witness it, affirm that it happened, and just sit with that experience for as long as they need. After that, you can decide if you do want to spring into action, but that first action for you should be to be with that child, acknowledging what happened. And once I realised that applies to children, I realised it applies to adults as well. We don't necessarily need a saviour. We just need to be acknowledged. The advice I'd give to my younger self is to listen to your body. So your body gives you lots of feedback. For instance, you might walk into a room and suddenly you just want to leave for some urgent reason that you can't name, but your body's saying, let's go, got to go now, feeling panicky, feeling stressed, feeling claustrophobic. There's all kinds of feedback that your body gives you and you might not be able to understand why, but my advice is listen to that. Listen to your body. Another way of phrasing that is to be consensual with yourself. So I wrote a book about consent called Welcome to Consent, and I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. Just because there's something that everybody does, it might be experimenting with drugs or sex or something like that, just because there's a milestone that everyone else is ticking off, that doesn't mean it's something that you need to do. So don't force yourself to go through with a thing just because you think that you should. I should be doing this. If your body is screaming, no, I don't want to do this, listen to your body because it knows things. Something that I'm really looking forward to is growing old. Ever since I was little, my mum told me to moisturise my face and keep my face and my skin shielded from the sun with hats and sunglasses and scarves and wraparound caftans and all kinds of things, as though growing old visibly was the worst possible crime I could commit against myself. And I agree that looking after your skin is good policy. However, growing old is fantastic and it's a privilege. And one thing I've started to do is whenever I'm out and about, particularly doing something really active where I'm loving myself sick, like for instance, running a fun run that's 10Ks long, in a situation like that, I look around for women who are older than me, maybe 60, 70 or 80, and they're running too. And I can't help but be filled with admiration and the desire to grow up to be like them. I can't wait for that privilege.
Yumi Steins. She's an author, broadcaster, host of Ladies We Need to Talk, all round very cool lady. And Ladies We Need to Talk returns for a new season on Tuesday. You can listen to it and all the past episodes too on the ABC Listen app.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.